Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Marcia Firestone is here, too. She's our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the president and the founder of the Women's President's Organization, WPO. It's an organization you've heard me speak about many times before, and Marcia has been with us before in the past to talk to us about these things, about women's business ownership, and she's here again today to do that very thing. Marcia, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Now, you're about to embark on a journey, aren't you? Tell us about it.
I am. I'm going with a group of about eight people who've been invited to present at the Asian Pacific Economic Conference in Vietnam.
What part? Which part of Vietnam?
We're going to be in Hanoi.
Oh, northern
and,
North Vietnam.
We are going to be, there are going to be 400 women business owners. 200 from Vietnam and 200 from other parts of Asia. And we are going to be talking about ways that economic development can be enhanced for the women of these Asian countries. And, of course, one of the models that I'll be talking about is the model of the Women President's Organization.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did tell us what else is going to be discussed at that conference. This is all about women, right?
Well, this piece of it, the Asian Pacific Economic Conference actually is not focused only on women, but this part of it is taking the women's economic development issues in hand and dealing with those. One of the pieces of research that's come out in the past year, maybe 2 years, is that those international economies where women are very involved in the economic life of the country are more likely to have a healthy economic setting than those countries that do not have women involved.
You know what's so interesting, Marcia, and we have a number of women who are members of our Brain Trust who are doing some of the things that you're doing. Karen Kerrigan, I think you know Karen with the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and Women Entrepreneurs, Inc.
Right.
Beverly Inman Ebel, former president of NABO.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry Neese, of course, you know Terry, who's getting ready to make a trip over there, over to the Middle East. These are women, and there are others too, by the way, folks. These are women who are participating in, directing, and attending conferences for women in parts of the world that are taking place in parts of the world where typically women have not been very much a part of the marketplace.
Not only haven't they been part of the marketplace, it's been Rosa, whatever they've done, has not been up front. For example, let's see, it was in 2003 that some of the people that you just mentioned and I went to the Overseas Economic Cooperation and Development Council.
Was that in Morocco?
That was in Turkey.
Turkey, okay.
And it was very interesting because there was also a women's component, and it was about 2 days long. And one of the things that we found out is that women internationally are just not where we are in terms of small business ownership.
But Martha, I mean Marcia, if you look at where the women have been in those countries and what's happening. I mean, these venues are actually taking place in Morocco and Tunisia and Turkey and Vietnam, places like that, and that's where they are. I mean, some of the other ones that I've heard about were in North Africa. When you hear about those things, that's got to be heartening to you.
Well, it is. It's very heartening because we see in those countries the same issues that women face in the U.S. they face there. It's very similar, even though the cultures are different. they often are faced with divorces and raising children by themselves, becoming single parents. They don't have a way to actually take care of themselves. They're not economically empowered.
Right.
They come to women's business ownership very frequently because they've started out in many of them in the European countries in corporate employment, and they realize that they can't do it and do it well and also take care of their families. So a lot of these things drive them to become business owners, but they are just not at the point where the U.S. is. I mean, we have to remember, and I always remind myself of this when I come back, that in 1977, women in the U.S. only owned about 4.5% of the privately held company.
Right. Now it's over 40%.
Right. In fact, women who own at least 50% of their companies, they're about 40, they own 48% of the privately held companies. In other
words,
if you own at least 50% or more of your company, that sums up to be about 48% of the privately owned companies.
In terms of starting a business, running a business, and growing a business, can it be officially said now in 2006 that women have as much opportunity, that the playing field is as level? And I don't mean for the individual woman. I mean the environment that she finds herself in, that women now have this a level playing field with starting, running, and growing a business as men. Can we say that now in 2006?
I would say no. I would say that we're getting there. We're not exactly.
Where are we stuck? What's missing?
And
listen, I'm not making. I wasn't making a judgment. I wasn't trying to put words in your mouth. But as you know, Marcia, I've been covering women business ownership for a long time, and I've seen vast improvements.
The women
that I know who want to start businesses get them started.
You know, Jim, I agree with you. There's been tremendous improvement. I've been in this industry since 1990, so that's 16 years. And in 16 years, I've seen huge, huge improvements. One of the best areas is in the banking industry.
Access to capital. I'm glad you said that. That's exactly right. That's the key. That's the pivot point that makes everything else happen. Stand by. Marcia Firestone, Dr. Marcia Firestone, and I will be right back after these messages. Marcia is the president and the founder of Women Presidents Organization. Sweet Baby James, ladies and gentlemen.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand in your small business, you know where to go. Come to the Small Business Advocate Show. You go to our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got stuff that'll help you there. We have people who want to help you. People like our good friend, Dr. Marcia Firestone. She wants to help you, as do all of our 500-plus members of our Brain Trust. They want to help you with your small business. And Marcia is an expert in women's business ownership, and we're talking now about that, about the playing field for small business. Before we get into that, Marcia, though, I want you to tell us about your organization and how we can find you.
Absolutely. The Women Presidents Organization has been around for, we're going to be 10 years old, and we are a peer advisory group, peer-to-peer help for growing a business, but you have to have a revenue base of at least $2 million if you are product-based, or $1 million if you're service-based.
All right.
We have 61 chapters in North America, and by the end of this year, we'll be up to 70.
Can we find out where those chapters are on your website?
Absolutely. Go to www.womenpresidents, with the S on the president, womenpresidentsorg.com.
All right. Womenpresidentsorg.com. And they can find it. They can find where the nearest group is to them, right?
Right. Or they can call the national office, which is here in New York, 212 212- 888-688-4114, and we'd be happy to direct them.
Now, Marcia, when we went to the break, I was asking you if we couldn't say that the playing field was level. And you said no, and I'm not surprised. I expect you to say that, because there, not that there isn't work to be done, but how much, what is left to be done to make the playing field level? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, well, we started to talk about access to capital, and the area that I've seen a huge improvement is access to debt.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got involved in this industry, it was very, very hard still for women-owned businesses to get loans for operations, any kind of debt financing.
There were too many dinosaur bankers out there, weren't there?
Well, yeah, and even though maybe the top dogs were interested in supporting, once you got into dealing with the people who actually ran the branches and made the decisions, they weren't as well educated. And that's not as true today.
But isn't that pretty much fixed right now?
I think for the most part, yes. We've seen a huge metamorphosis, huge, in the banking industry.
But I remember
not seen the change, and I want to throw this in real quick, Jim, is in actually the venture capital industry.
Right.
Access to equity investment, access to angel investment, access to VC money. We see still that women are getting only about 5% of the overtime, only about 5% of the available dollars.
Well, our friend Whitney Johns, our mutual friend Whitney Johns, is doing a good job in that area.
Right, but she's one of very few,
I know,
women-owned VC firms. And what we found out, the Kauffman Center did a study, and the Athena Group did a study, and they found out that one of the things holding women back from getting this money is they are not plugged in to the old boys' network that has this VC money. And that when they reach out to the women who are in that industry, they're more likely to get the support. But there are not that many women-owned VC firms.
Do you think women... Now, here's a stat that I've been hearing. Apparently, it's anecdotal. I've been trying to find the exact research on this, but I haven't found it. That women repay loans at a higher rate than men. Do you know where that stat is available? Have you heard that?
I've heard that, but I'm not sure. But always a good place to go. And they've done the best research on women-owned businesses is the Center for Women's Business Research.
Exactly. And we've had the folks over there on the show before. But women repay their loans better, but are they held more accountable for performing with venture capitalists than men are, you think?
I don't know if that they're held more accountable. I just don't think they get the option.
Yeah.
To be accountable.
You don't think they get the opportunity. What would you do to fix that?
Well, one of the things that's happening more and more is that there are angel investment firms owned by women that are springing up. There are more VC firms owned by women that are springing up. In fact, the study that I referred to before indicated that the one primary way we're going to make this happen is to have more women-owned VC firms and more angel investment.
Well,
firms.
And as more and more women are successful and cash out and get a little cash or a lot of cash and want to give back to the marketplace, more and more women are going to do that, and they're going to be venture capitalists. Women venture capitalists are going to be a lot different than men venture capitalists, aren't they? They're going to be more involved in nurturing of the business, not just investing.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the WPO did a program that was underwritten by the Kauffman Foundation with a group called Golden Seeds. And that's a group of women angel investors. And we had a program, and our members were invited, and they provided the educational piece. And one of the things that they...
Marcia, I'm sorry, I've got to wrap it up. We've run out of time. But let's talk about this some more next time you come back with us. Good luck in Vietnam. I'm proud of you for going over there. Marcia Firestone, ladies and gentlemen, with WPO. Quick break, right back after these messages. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.